Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We'll talk some round ball now, though, as our pal Chris Kirshner is on the line on the WadeFord.com hotline to talk about the transformative offseason for the Atlanta Hawks. He joins us on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. What's going on, Chris? Thank you so much for taking some time.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
So looking at, obviously, a lot of the moves that they've made, I know when you and I last spoke, I didn't think we thought that this would be as transformative an offseason as we thought it would be. How impressed are you at how they've been able to transform this roster from what it was before we started free agency?
Well, it's a complete 180 from where the roster was last season. You know, I tweeted out that the Hawks transformed the roster, going from guys like Damian Jones, DeAndre Bembry, Travion Graham, Jeff Teague, Vince Carter, and then they turned that into Bogdan Bogdanovic, Danilo Gallinari, Rajon Rondo, Chris Dunn, Onyeka Okongwu, who they drafted 6th overall. It's a complete 180 from where this roster was last year. And credit to Travis Schlenk for really transforming this roster in a span of a couple of days.
This would have been impressive without the Bogdan signing, which we found out about last night, but how much more does that particular signing make this Hawks offseason a splash?
Well, I think it's the most important signing for the Hawks in free agency, just because he's the kind of player that the Hawks have been searching for since Trae Young started to ascend in the league. They needed someone who can take some of the pressure off of him in the backcourt, who can create his own shot, who can be a secondary playmaker, who's a good three-point shooter. We saw Kevin Huerter do a little bit of that in his two seasons, but not to the level of Bogdanovic. So I think that's a really impressive signing for them, and arguably the most important one that we've seen in these past few days.
I know a lot of old school basketball fans are kind of harping on what is the starting five going to look like. The NBA in 2020 and 2021 is very malleable. The starting five changes night after night because of what you go up against. The fact of the matter is the Hawks have a couple different lineups they can throw out there depending on who they play. How do you feel, especially now that they have these interchangeable pieces that they did not have before?
Yeah, no, I agree with you. It's always a talking point of like who's going to be the starting five. Well, I mean, to be honest, the starting five doesn't necessarily matter all that much. It's a matter of who's playing in crunch time. So in my opinion, I do think that, if it was today, I think the starting five would be Trey, Bogdanovic, Cam, John, and Clint at the five. I think those are the five guys who give the Hawks the best chance to win right now. I know they signed Gallinari to a rich contract, 3 years, $61 million. But at this stage of his career and at his age, he's probably better suited coming off the bench and giving high minutes in that role. So I do think that if the season was starting tonight, that would be my best guess as to, the five guys who I think are the starters and the closing lineup.
And the best part about this is, Chris, is that they have guys where if a guy is a hot hand, you leave him on the floor. If not, you've got somebody left in reserve.
Yeah, I mean, the depth they have now is pretty incredible. You go from a roster last year where you could really count on 3-4 guys to having a team that is 10 to 12 deep, which is pretty crazy. I mean, that makes them one of the deepest teams in the league. It's something that, you know, I'm really interested to see how Lloyd Pierce works the rotations, because, you know, you have quite a few guys now on the roster who are going to expect to be playing night in, night out, and it's going to be on Pierce to figure out how to make everybody happy. It's hard when you have a team that's this deep, just because, you know, there's only 48 minutes a night at every position, and you have multiple guys now at every position who are going to be looking to play.
And last I checked, there's still only one ball. Chris Kirshner joining us here from The Athletic as we talk Atlanta Hawks. We're getting less than a month away from the start of the season. Training camp getting underway also coming up here in short order. I want to stop down on Lloyd tactically, because I feel like no one really had an appreciation for how limited he was to be able to make tactical moves because of the lack of talent that was on this roster. What do you think his style develops into as he utilizes these new interchangeable parts?
Well, I don't think the offense is going to change that much schematically. Maybe you have more off-ball movement for guys like Trey and when Kevin's on the floor, just because, you know, you have that proven secondary creator now in Bogdanovich. So offensively, I expect them to be a really good offensive team. They've been a pretty solid offensive team in Pierce's first 2 years as the head coach. What I'm more interested in is defensively how things are going to change. As we've seen in these past 2 years, the Hawks have been just atrocious on that end before. Signing Bogdanovich and Gallinari doesn't really help. Signing Rondo doesn't help, even though some fans might be confused by that. Yes, he was a good defender in his early part of his career with Boston, but he is not that player anymore. So those three guys you signed are not going to really be helpful on that end of the floor. You sign Chris Dunn, who in my opinion is one of the best 2-3 perimeter defenders in the league. So he helps, but he's not very good offensively. I shouldn't say very good. He's very bad offensively. So it's just a matter of where does he fit? How do you, get him on the floor? How many minutes does he play? Do guys like Cam and DeAndre continue to grow defensively? Does John take a next step defensively? Clint should help at the center position. What they were dealing with last year was just a wasteland of a position, arguably the worst, position grouping across the NBA. So that helps. But again, it's just a matter of like how Pierce, divvies up the minutes, because you now have a roster where rotations and matchups are going to be able to be executed at a much, much higher level than what they've been in his first 2 years.
I know the biggest question on the minds of a lot of Hawks fans is, what does this all mean for John Collins? Of course, this was the offseason. We thought that he'd be ticketed for a big extension. That might go by the wayside. There could possibly be another addition, too, on this roster, at least according to what Travis Link said earlier. What does this all mean for John Collins?
Well, I think after the moves they've made, it's likelier that a deal does get done. They don't have any cap space anymore for 2020, and they don't have any cap space for 2021, but because of the NBA collective bargaining agreement, you know, you can re-sign your players and go over the cap. So because they don't necessarily need the cap flexibility anymore for 2021, just because they've already used that cap space, it makes more sense now to get a deal done with him. So, you know, just from talking to Travis and just a couple of other people in the know, they do want to get a deal done with them. It's just a matter of whether or not both sides can agree to a number. If both sides can agree to a number before the start of the season, December 21st is the deadline for when an extension has to be agreed upon, then a deal will get done. If they can't agree to a number, then, you know, he'll go into the season and continue playing on his rookie deal, which he would be doing anyway, even if he did get the extension. But he'd go into the season without a contract extension, and then next offseason, likely hit restricted free agency, or they, you know, they could possibly decide to move him at the trade deadline or in the offseason. But, you know, getting a contract done now guarantees that security and the likelihood that he is a Hawk for the next 4 to 5 years.
How much did the 25-game suspension hurt the ability to, I guess, evaluate where he is at this point?
It definitely hurt. It not only hurt him, but, you know, it hurt the franchise. It hurt his teammates. They went 4-21 during that stretch that he was suspended 25 games. They were very disappointed with Collins and his suspension. It hurt a lot. Once he got suspended, that I think it was like game 4 or 5. It was very early in the season. Once he got suspended, the Hawks lost all hope, and that was really the start of things going south very, very quickly. But I do think that with Collins, he proved after he came back from the suspension that he is a really, really good player. He's a 20-10 machine, shoots over 40% from three, did take a step forward defensively, and he is someone who fits well with Trey, at least offensively. He does need to continue growing defensively, just because of where Trey's at on that end of the floor. But, you know, if John can continue growing defensively, and if he can add some ball handling and playmaking abilities, then you're looking at a really well-rounded player, one of the more well-rounded players in the league. And in my estimation, if that happens, then, sure, he will be in max contract conversation. But where he's at now, I mean, I know he thinks he's in that max conversation territory, but he's not there just yet.
I'm excited for the Hawks season to start here again, less than a month. The 22nd is the date of first play. And, of course, we'll get you ready for all that here on your home of the Atlanta Hawks, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Chris, thank you so much. A happy Thanksgiving to you and yours, and thanks for taking some time here on this Wednesday.
Thanks a lot. Happy Thanksgiving.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.